Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Health. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We have a great show for you, starting off live in studio. This is Muppet Boys.
Get me a bucket. question is asked by those friends of mine. Hey man, you doing all right? Yeah, I'm fine, just a little lightheaded. Goosey apologize, cause the trauma embedded. Damn it, got time there, but that's alright. I'm just trying to have a good time on this fine night. Friends in the front, bottom in the back. Listening to Shangri-La, the leader of the pack. Wherever you are, in your car, in your home, or whatever the fuck, I want you to move uncontrollably at this next part. I want you to dance, motherfucker! Get me a bucket, I'm gonna vomit. 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 Get me a bucket, oh Lord, oh Lord. One's called Bendy D. We'll be right back. next one is called Eat the Rich. We'll be right back. mouth and it's about smoking cigarettes. selections.
What are they doing?
Staring at me through reflection.
What is that?
Hiding their erections.
Ew.
Well, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Don't you forget it.
Oh, forget it.
I'm an angel sent from heaven.
Heaven.
But I came from my mom, no. Don't you know, sensation, I'm a man. Why won't you love me? I'm sensational, I'm a man. Why won't you love me? I'm sensational, I'm a man. Why won't you love me? Have a great night.
Yes. Muppet Boys live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. Like to let you know that the band will be in studio, this other studio, the chatty studio, to talk a bit with me. Stay tuned after these messages. Yes, Jay Arner sound tonight. Let's thank Jay before we go any further. But music, PSAs, ads, whatever, CITR. We'll be back soon. Muppet Boys.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. We Outside presents Lost in Paradise, featuring Sam Wallace performing at the Cobalt Cabaret on March 14th at 6 p.m. Head to showpass.com and look up We Outside to grab your tickets today. Including the truth you will find in time. Guess I should have had you figure. You ain't taught to say. Pull me out. We are UBC Electronica. And we love electronic music sessions. Run for the knife. When it's time to go online. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
If the news are getting you down, or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read. Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there! Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
As temperatures begin to dip, the city is opening additional shelter beds and warming centers. The city provides a range of temporary shelters, extreme weather response shelters, warming centers, and daytime service centers. Some temporary shelters include Evelyn Saller Center and 10th Avenue Church, whereas the extreme weather response shelters are the Belkin House, Marpole Neighborhood House, Commercial Hastings EWR, Directions Youth Services Shelter, and warming centers can be found in Chinatown Peace Church, St. Mary's Church, Osborne Shelter, as well as additional locations. For more information, visit the City of Vancouver's webpage, specifically in the Shelters and Winter Response Strategy, vancouver.ca/people-programs/shelters.aspx.
Kelalalelam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kelalalelam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelam.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
You are listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am now in studio with Muppet Boys. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for playing live on the air. If you want, yeah, you could use headphones.
Yeah, I'm trying to see, like, is this
it,
even
it should it should work. But you don't have yeah. If you really want to hear my voice over an extra
headphone,
I would
like to hear it in my ears.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in, and thank you for playing a wonderful set. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
That was great. If you're just joining us on Radioland, you missed the first half hour where Muppet Boys play live in studio, but this will be podcasted, rerun, and you can get a hold of it. But just tune into this because we're going to chat a bit. Well, I'm going to chat a bit with Muppet Boys. Do you want to introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland?
I think we shall. We are Muppet Boys. I'm Amy.
I am Billy.
I'm Kayla.
And Muppet Boys. So this is, well, maybe we'll start with how this band came about. You're pretty new. I was just hearing you talking to I was going to say
Lamas.
Random.
Yes, the dancing guy, Lamas. Yeah. We were talking with him.
We found him outside and then he came in.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's the history of this project?
So me and Amy were sisters and we've always played together.
Oh.
And we've been trying to form a band for so long, and we had so many kind of shitty bands in high school. And then we went onto an app to try and find a guitarist. And then we found Billy.
Hello. here I am. Yippee.
That's awesome. So you've been it's always played together?
Yes.
At the instrument, was it always drum and bass, guitar or something?
Well, I always played bass.
Okay.
And Kayla played guitar. But we figured that it would be easier to find a guitarist and a vocalist rather than a drummer.
Okay.
So I picked up drums about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So
did you always sort of want to play drums maybe?
Yeah, I did always want to play drums. So
Now that you've done it for 2 years, do you prefer it? Do you...
I do like that.
Just different things?
Yeah, it's different. I like that I can release more energy while I'm playing drums because our music is quite high energy. Mm-hmm. But I do kind of wish I could move around a bit more because I know like Kayla and Billy get to walk around the stage and
stuff, and
I just have to watch from afar. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can always, I don't know, take a break and get the, get them to do a big guitar solo and just run around.
Just carry you around the stage.
Yeah. You need to get like a drum kit on wheels.
Nice. And like the, how did you not a lot of people, I don't know, did a lot of people play music growing up that much? Like is it a certain band or music that influence you to play? Everyone like your
I don't know, because like in our family there's nobody really is into music. Mm-hmm. And we did the whole like, you know, playing piano when you're like seven kind of thing. And then you go on to the like orchestra instruments at school. Mm. So I don't know, like where do you think that came from?
Just in our bones.
Bones.
Yeah.
But you and always Billy? Said
I mean, I don't know. It was a little late for me. I mean, I was in a similar situation, like, you know, nobody in my family really, you know, well, we were all like singers.
Oh, so singers.
I got that in the genes.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like discovering my love for guitar and just music in general was a very personal journey.
Like, do you mean your family is like professional singer, or are they just in?
They have done some professional work, I don't know. I got very lucky in that regard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, like, when you were younger, when you're just singing, like, I don't know, like, happy birthday, did they go, like, you got to make sure you hold on the U part and hold your breath.
We need to. We need to get this guy a record label right now. You're going to be a star.
Yeah.
No, there was none of that. I mean, I feel like my first, aha moment when it comes to, you know, like wanting to like perform and stuff was my fifth grade talent show.
Oh.
Yeah. I sang One Call Away by Charlie Puth, and damn did I sing it.
Can you sing some for us now?
That's for members only. I don't
know. You gotta subscribe.
You gotta be in grade five.
You only
You
have to be there.
Very nice. And so this was like this unit. How long ago? When did you play your first show? Do you remember?
A year and a bit ago.
I think September 28th, 2023. Yeah, we played at 648, and it was with Yep, Bill Can.
Nice.
And
they've both played on the show. The answer is like my favorite interview was Yep and Bill Can.
Oh, really?
He was Nanla.
And Nanla
also played on the show.
Yes.
All right. And you have played on CITR before as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not on this program.
No. Noise complaint with Ines.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you're basically vets of the industry.
Yes.
Yeah, you can say that. we're pretty cool guys. Yeah.
Yeah. At least you know, like, you found the station, like, super quickly, easily.
Yeah.
You're here, like, right on time. You're ready to go with, like, half an hour to spare.
Yeah.
You found a dancing guy outside. Oops. You found like an audience member in the crowd.
Yeah, that was actually crazy because Kayla was telling us that she saw this guy dancing outside. Like, oh, you told him that we were playing. And then like in the middle of our set, this guy just walks in and he sits down. I'm like, oh my God, it's a dancing guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, loved but it. Wasn't dancing though. But I guess you feel there was a lot of like gear. So I think So with the band, you have, like, I think, I don't know if it was you, but I remember, I think maybe your Instagram story, were you doing some recording, or was that a different?
Yeah, it was just for the, we were at Douglas College. We recorded one of our songs, Brexit Girl, and that was a really fun session. Like, we got to like experiment a lot with just different ideas and all that. And we were working with a good friend of ours, Cameron, Yeah,
so he's kind of just felt like hangout.
Yeah, honestly, I like that. Yeah. It was a very nice. Chill, you know, evening.
So was it one of those things where everybody played together? Was it separate parts or?
We all played together live off the floor, which is our favorite way to do it. Yeah. It's just very raw and connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Maybe before we go too far, you have shows coming up. If people are interested in seeing your live performance. So since you're moving around, you're talking about a lot of moving around. If you're on radio, you really couldn't see that. So
yeah, and hopefully I won't break a string at our next shows too. That'll be a good plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But our next show is March 15th, so this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
At the Cobalt. So and then after that, we have a show at Redgate on the 23rd with Numdame,
Kitty Prozac,
and Sundress.
Yes, I did my research.
Oh, hey.
and I think Saturday is with Computer and Slow
and Sundress as well.
Yeah, and Sundress and Slow Aside.
Yes.
So, have you played the Cobalt before?
No, mm-hmm. I've never even been there.
Me neither. Yeah,
I haven't been since it sort of reopened. It kind of went through a lot of like closing and reopening. Mm-hmm. Like it was around like long time ago. Like I think originally ages ago, it was like a strip club. Like back in the
as all the places.
Like back in I don't know, like before my time, it was that, and then it became a venue, and then I think it kind of shut down, and then it kind of went back up, and then it shut out again. But I don't actually. I think I was maybe there during Music Waste, maybe? I can't remember. Or maybe something else. I don't remember. It looks the same as it always did. Anyways, it'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be a fun show. Is there a particular venue? Like, do you like a big space, small space, house show? Do you play house shows?
We want to.
Yeah.
But we really like playing at Green Auto because the sound's just excellent there. And, yeah. Like, the big space, excellent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving Grey Lab.
Oh yeah, that's a good spot. Yeah, and Mungo is just yes.
Nice. How do you feel about like there is quite a bit of places to play in Vancouver?
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. seems like right. Like do you feel like is it easy to get onto bills or is it just about right or do you find that people are asking you or are you finding that you are like preaching out or?
I think we've never organized our own show. People just ask us, and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Will you organize one at some point? Is there like a collection, like a record coming out or like a song or release party in the works at all at some point?
Hopefully.
Then you have to organize something.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get on that.
Mm-hmm. But there's no plans for that. At least in the near future, maybe in the far future.
That's far, cool. How speaking of that, like how does the songwriting happen? How often or what?
Honestly, one of us just comes in with an idea, and then like we all kind of you know add our own thing to it. Like never really like a thing where it's like somebody brings in an idea, it's like, oh, you have to do this. Like it's a very like collaborative
process,
like,
yeah.
Each of us is in every song and mm-hmm. yeah. I love that.
The only thing I will say is that the lyrics are all Kayla and Billy. I don't I don't do anything with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. I mean, they're doing most of the singing, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I don't sing. So. Yeah.
I guess you can maybe try writing some words for them to say.
Yeah.
Boom ka, boom ka, boom ka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like, you know, Amy's so great.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Guys, remember that one. Yeah. I'm writing it down.
Um, I wasn't able to go to the show because I think I was out of town, but I saw that at the Red Gate Halloween cover show. Can you let us know which band you did cover songs of?
Sex Bob-omb from Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim, yes.
A huge influence of ours.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like the comic, the everything, or the movie, or?
Well, the songs from
the Okay, movies. Excellent. Yeah. So did you know that tonight there is...
Yes! I'm sorry. I tried to buy tickets, like, because I heard about this like a month ago, and then I went to get tickets yesterday, and I'm like, shit, it's all the same
I'm night. Sorry. Yeah, I only found that out. I'm sorry. Do you even... So yeah, yeah, so there is like a touring show of like a band playing all the Sex Bob-omb songs. Mm-hmm. Do you know who the band is?
No, it's probably Michael Cera. And
yeah. Are they doing a show in Victoria? I don't know. Maybe you can. Although you're playing a show on Saturday, so you maybe.
When is it?
Do you know when it is? Oh, well, it was tonight. Like, but I don't know if there's a...
Victoria one.
I don't know if there's one in Victoria. I mean, it seems like they're just going across the country in a certain... It's playing at the Pearl. I don't know. And I haven't even... Yeah, I think I vaguely remember seeing it on something. What are the odds that it is tonight? The soundtrack performance? What is it called? The concert? I'm curious. It's not going to be Michael Cera. It's just, I wonder.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
you never know. Special guest.
Let's see. At the Pearl, here's a breakdown of the event. Anyways, we'll Kingston. We'll go back to it.
We should go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Well, not.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's Calgary tomorrow.
Let's go to Calgary. Oh, yeah.
Edmonton on Saturday, and then go back to Ontario. That's interesting.
Huh. Ontario.
Modern Love at the Pearl. Yeah, there might be. Maybe, I mean, it could be terrible. I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe you want to go on stage and just like rip the stuff off and be like, let us do it. Yeah, let us do it. And the connection actually with Scott Pilgrim is, you know that there was a song by a band called Plumtree called Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
The song, whatever, the creator, Brian O'Malley or something like that. Mm. Yeah, he wrote it because, you know, the band Plumtree. But Carla and Lynette has played on this show, but not as Plumtree.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because they used to live here. And,
Were they in Vancouver?
Not Plumtree. So they were in a band called Bon Tempi that was in Vancouver. And then the band that they play here was Bells Clanging. They were just... Jason's band, but they Lynette played drums and Carla played guitar, and they still sort of collab like across the sea and such. And I think they were sort of in a band or with Jay at some point back in the because they were here. Like anyways, that's a connection.
That's crazy.
but Plumtree was in Halifax. So, but I knew Plumtree. I knew Plumtree before they moved here. I know three of them anyways. Mm-hmm. It's a Canadian band. It's a small world. It's a small world. So now it's time to, I didn't know it. Haven't done this in a while actually. So yeah, usually we play a little game with the band that comes on the show. Usually I'm on the ball and have stuff load up.
This is like Jigsaw.
this is a time where you get your bets in, people out there on on Radioland. So I'm gonna play a little bumper track.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
So we're gonna do quiz from hell. Which is, I don't know, this might be before your time, but back in the old days, BuzzFeed used to have all these, like, personality quiz where you have to, like, what's your favorite dog?
I know.
Favorite sandwich? And then now you're basically, like, whatever from Friends or something, you know, like, which character are you? That because we were talking about the Scott Pilgrim thing. So I guess the game, we kind of try to, almost install that. So this is from PlayBuzz. I think it's like a Buzz, because BuzzFeed has kind of gone downhill now. So this is a different thing. But which Scott Buzz. Pilgrim, what Scott Pilgrim character are you? So this is a, I think there's like 10 questions or maybe less. So I'll ask the band. So there's 10 questions. So you have to figure out how you're going to do this, because you might have to fight over which color, which choice you want to pick. But or you can take
answer,
turns.
I feel like we're predicting.
Or answer as a band.
As the band, like what Muppet Boys as a band would answer.
Okay.
So, the first one you probably want to describe to people out there, because it's like favorite color out of these. I'm terrible with color names.
Favorite color.
Okay.
So the first one's like an alien.
Stereotypical
alien.
Yeah.
Right? That kind of like bright green. Oh no, that's like bright green. What am I saying?
And then there's a horrible like grayish brown greenish color.
It's your grandma's couch, basically.
Yeah. There's like a purplish thing. Right? I was like blue purple.
Like, imagine the purple wiggle.
Yeah.
It's like that.
That's great.
Yeah. And then there's a sparkly blue, like ooh la la, that. and then it's wild. Sorry.
And then there's pink and also black.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. So which color?
Favorite color.
It works with
I think
Muppet.
The blue.
Either the blue or the purple. Mm. That's.
I don't know why I'm feeling the purple.
Okay, let's go with purple.
Purple?
I feel like all of us together are purple.
All right.
I see.
Locked in. I think these are the only description questions. So there's four photos here, and it says, which picture looks the most appealing to you? So these are not great radio questions, but I think after this, it turns into decent ones. And I don't even know what the first one is. There's like the tiny four squares at the bottom.
It's like a squid.
No, it looks like a deep sea fish.
I thought that's like a baby bird.
it's up to you.
Different.
Can I zoom in?
Yeah.
I have my personal answer, but I don't know about you guys.
It looks like
Yeah, it is a. It's like a deep sea fish with a mouth open. Yeah.
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 Deep sea fish. Then we have
like a bunch of pencil crayons. Yeah. But like arranged with the tips together in a circle. And then what's the next thing?
Gold fire. Dust. Ziggy Stardust.
Yes. Yeah.
And then mountains.
Yeah. Well, just a mountain.
Mountain.
Oh, wow.
It's lonely.
Gotta think about this.
I
think in the
gold?
The gold.
Yeah.
Gold dust?
I was thinking the gold.
Yeah. I'm inclined to agree with that.
What made that girl fly in the Tinkerbell movie?
That is what that is.
Like Peter Pan.
Yes, exactly.
All right, locked in.
Locked.
In case you're just listening to us on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, I am with the band Muppet Boys, who played a wonderful set in our studio earlier this evening. Right now, we're playing a game called "Which Scott Pilgrim Character Are You?" and they're answering a bunch of well-craft design, computer design questions to dig deep into their psyche to figure out which Scott Pilgrim character it is. The question now is, would you ever dye your hair? So no, never. Yeah, I already did. Maybe. Depends on the color and my mood.
I wonder. Kayla's hair is heavily dyed, and I think it has been for a while.
A couple years.
Yeah.
So, have you dyed your hair?
Never?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you would have it green or something.
What, like fucking Jacksepticeye?
Yes, exactly. This guy was a Jacksepticeye.
It just says, would you? Yeah.
I mean, I think I would. Maybe if I'm feeling crazy.
Yeah. So is it maybe if it depends on your mood? Dun dun dun.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Would you?
I think you might be the tiebreaker.
I did dye my hair. Okay. I wouldn't now. So I feel like it's maybe is a good like middle ground.
All right. Locked in. Before we go further, is there a character you're wishing to be? Which character would you want to be?
The answer. Scott,
I was gonna say that.
I think
I don't know why I'm forgetting their names. I'm a fake fan.
Young Neo.
Yeah, I just thought of Young Neo.
I was thinking.
I like him.
Yeah. Okay, and the next one is favorite movie out of these. Hopefully you've seen some of these. Or maybe you can just read them instead of me reading all the time.
Ooh, okay. There's Guardians of the Galaxy, Little Miss Sunshine, Stand By Me, Back to the Future, Clueless, Great Gatsby, Shaun of the Dead, or Coraline. I already know my answer.
I know what our collective would be, because it's the only one we have in common here.
What?
Oh.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Oh, yes. Oh, well, that was my, like, that was my full answer, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, God. I really like Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is good.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Damn. Yeah. Damn. I'm going to be honest here.
It's the same director as Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Although if you pick that, doesn't mean you'll be Scott Pilgrim. Anyways, so you just go Little Miss Sunshine. Sounds like that's the one.
Yeah,
you got outvoted. So. Yeah. This one is the best superhero team: the Teen Titans, I Don't Care, X-Men, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Avengers, Fantastic Four, Watchmen, Justice League of America.
Like three of those.
I don't care.
I think I don't care is such a real
answer. Yeah. Oh, like, I don't care is an answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think? Like,
oh, I don't care.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you only know.
Muppet Boys doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's our motto.
Yeah.
That's what we want to share with all of you. We just don't care.
This one I'm gonna get you to read it because it's a Harry Potter question. What is your Hogwarts house?
I'm a Hufflepuff.
I don't know. I really don't care slash no.
Is there an I don't care?
There is.
It changes every day anyway. Fucking what?
Yeah. Why is it like Slytherin or Ravenclaw? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know. I've only seen the first movie. That's all I know. There's a Gryffindor. I really don't care. No. Either Gryffindor or Hufflepuff. Is that a thing? Or is it just like, Hufflepuff. Slytherin or Ravenclaw?
Not typically, no.
I mean, I guess people are so... I guess there are people that's really strongly that it's either one or the other. Yeah. Instead of just, it can't just be just one.
the kid sits down. Gryffindor or like, what is that? I don't know.
So strongly.
What do you think the band?
Let's chill out here.
which house do you think the band Muppet Boys is most like would be part of?
That's a good question.
I think that might be
definitely
a good answer.
Definitely not Ravenclaw.
And that means what is Ravenclaw?
They're like the smart guys.
Oh, okay. So you're welcome. All right.
I would say honestly either like Gryffindor or Slytherin.
That's not one of the answers.
Okay. But it isn't?
Let's just go Gryffindor because
do we all agree? Slytherin. All right.
Because that's the Harry Potter one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. There's no wrong answers, unless you get Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Okay. This question.
The wrong answer is Scott Pilgrim.
This question, I will get you to read it, and I think you know the answer.
Do you play in a band?
No, I prefer to listen to them.
Says, do you play in a band? No, but I want to. No, thanks. I prefer to listen to them. Yes. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah, probably yes.
There's no lying in this quiz. Don't try to lie to me. Speaking of music, do you have any preferred genre? There's rock and punk, metal, rock and indie. I listen to everything that isn't mainstream. No, I like almost everything. Really good pop music.
I think we're an everything kind of band.
Yeah. Definitely not like, I don't know. I would, yeah. Because, like, it's not like specifically like a rock or punk or anything.
You agree? Everybody agree?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Locked in the answer. Oh. Sorry. This is, I don't know how, well, as a band, I guess, with Muppet Boys, can you cook? No, not really. Yes, I guess so. It's enough for my standards. Three choices. Can you cook? No, not really. Yes, I guess so. Enough for my standards. What snacks do you bring to practice? Or is there...
Tea. Oh, my God. Wait. I have a side. Can I go off on a tangent?
Yeah.
Somebody left a cup of Earl Grey tea in the band room that I found yesterday, and it had so much mold on it.
Wait, what?
It wasn't me.
It was one of you.
I don't remember. All I'm saying is I don't remember bringing an Earl Grey tea into the band room. That me personally.
So it's someone who have milk in the tea, right? Because otherwise
yes,
it would mold.
Yes, then that's how it would mold. So
yeah.
I just...
I just
saved that to say it right now on the radio to expose you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, this game is actually called Air Your Band Practice Space Grievances.
You know, I was gonna say this is kind of like therapy. I'm not gonna lie.
So, second last, yeah. Can you cook? I mean, yeah. Growing moles doesn't count as cooking.
I guess so.
But cooking something.
Yeah.
I'd say no.
Yeah.
I cooked something really good this morning. It was canned salmon and mayonnaise, and I mixed it together, and it actually wasn't good.
Yeah, I feel like out of all of us, I care a lot more about, like, making things nice for food than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how to cook a lot, but, like,
Yeah.
Hey, I can make a pretty good French toast, don't you?
So is it enough for my standards, or is it no, not really?
Standards.
Good enough. Okay. Now, final question. This is it. This is like winner takes all. And you have to say goodbye to a good friend. What are you most likely to say? I'll get you to say it because you'll be saying it.
Okay. Fuck off!
See you later, alligator. And then adios, amigo. And
then your name out.
Muppet Boys out.
You should end the show with that.
Farewell, my friend. That's what would you guys say?
Well, I'd like to be Muppet Boys out.
Yeah,
I'd like to exit in that way.
Farewell, my friend.
I feel like as a band, I feel like we're a very see you later alligator band.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about that, but that's how I feel.
Or I don't know if that's later. A good thing.
Yeah, I think it could go both ways.
Probably this one.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. See you later, alligator. All right. This is it.
Why do I feel like with that answer we're gonna get Scott? I feel like
Oh, calculating results. Dun, dun, dun.
Nervous.
I hope it doesn't. It's still doing it. Is it still?
I'm nervous.
No. Wait.
No.
No.
No. You got Scott Pilgrim. It's the main character of the.
There's the see you later alligator. There's
Scott Pilgrim dates a high schooler.
Muppet Boys is. Wait, is that what you said?
Hmm?
Did you say Muppet Boys is dating a high schooler?
Well, yeah, because Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the new, the new animated series?
Yeah.
Didn't he sort of? No, he's not as bad. I mean, he was barely in it.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Barely. I just remember they played United States of Whatever.
Oh yeah.
You're just there for the songs.
I'm just here for the songs.
Yeah, just there for the songs. Thank you so much for coming in, Muppet Boys.
Yay. Yeah. Thank you.
Unfortunately, the answers, the results from the quiz is permanent. There's no dispute. Yeah, you can't. You can't appeal
we
it.
Did
sorry.
Answer them truthfully.
Yeah. You can't appeal it. But hey, you know that means you're the main character.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
He has a cool bass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This guy's got a cool bass.
That's
thank
true.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. So just to remind everyone, show this Saturday at the Cobalt.
Yay.
And with Computer, Slow Aside, Sundress. And then March 23rd on the Sunday at the Red Gate.
Bring your sunniest dresses to those shows.
Yes. Yes. I've never seen Sundress. Actually, seems interesting. I saw like a clip of the set. So, yeah, should be a fun show. Yeah. Should be a very fun show. Anything else you want to? How do people get a hold of you if they want to? Other than going to your show and come by and say, see you later, alligator. Oh, hello, alligators.
Hello, alligators. We do have an Instagram. It is Muppet Boys Band. No spaces. No punctuation. Spotify. Muppet Boys on Spotify.
Yeah. On all of those guys,
streaming services.
Much, yeah.
You have a song on there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. Well, thanks so much. Thank you, Jay, for being the sound engineer. Jay Arner.
Thank you,
Jay.
Thank you.
Hey. Yeah.
And next week, I don't think there's a band coming in, but in 2 weeks, B-Bomb will be playing
live on
the show. So, yeah. So stay tuned. Stay tuned into CITR until the end of time, and you will hear B-Bomb live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And coming up in 11 o'clock is Copy Paste. Stay tuned for Copy Paste. Until next time, see you later, alligator.
See you later.
See you later.